tournament got underway in earnest, with Carl, Darren and Julie cheering on their beloved England team. For their first match, they were facing off against Serbia, a team known for their defensive solidity. As the whistle blew, the game kicked off with England looking to make a strong start. And indeed, they did just that when Jude Bellingham scored the only goal of the game in the 13th minute. The stadium erupted in cheers as the English fans celebrated their team's 1-0 win. Carl, Darren and Julie were over the moon with the result, high-fiving each other and cheering on their team. They had made the trip to watch England play and it was shaping up to be a fantastic tournament for them. After the match, they decided to celebrate with a few drinks at the hotel bar. As they sipped their beers and relived the highlights of the game, Julie's eyes kept drifting towards Sophie, who was chatting animatedly with Carl and Darren. Sophie had been part of their group since the first night, and Julie found himself growing more and more attracted to her bubbly personality. She was easy to talk to, always up for an adventure, and had a wicked sense of humour that left him in stitches. As they toasted England's win with shots of whiskey, Julie caught Sophie's eye and flashed her a charming smile. She smiled back, and he knew he was in trouble, the good kind, of course. The group laughed and joked into the night, sharing stories and making memories that would last long after the tournament was over. As they stumbled out of the bar, arms around each other, Julie found himself walking alongside Sophie, feeling like he was on cloud nine. "Hey, want to grab some breakfast with me?" she asked, her eyes sparkling in the morning light. "I heard there's a great cafe just down the street." Julie's heart skipped a beat as he agreed, his mind racing with all the possibilities. As they strolled towards the cafe, he couldn't help but feel like he was on the verge of something special, something that would change everything. The tournament may have been about football, but for Julie and Sophie, it was about finding each other. And as they sat down at a cozy table, sipping their coffee and chatting about life, love, and everything in between, Julie knew he had found his perfect match as they sat across from each other, the sun filtering through the windows, casting warm light over the table. It felt like time had stopped for them. The world outside seemed to fade away as they lost themselves in conversation. They talked about everything under the sun: football, movies, travel, and even their favourite childhood memories. As they shared stories, laughter filled the air around them, creating a magical atmosphere that neither of them wanted to end. Hughley found himself captivated by Sophie's wit and humour, her infectious smile, and the warmth radiating from her every word. He felt his heart swell with love, knowing he had never been this content before. Sophie too was smitten by Julie's charm, intelligence and kindness. She loved how they could talk for hours without any awkwardness, as if their souls were intertwined, speaking in unison. Their connection was undeniable, and as the morning turned to afternoon, it became clear that their time together at the cafe had turned into something special, a moment frozen in time where love blossomed amidst coffee cups and courses. After breakfast, Julie and Sophie set out to explore the city together. They strolled through narrow streets, admiring the colourful buildings and local shops. The day was filled with laughter as they discovered hidden gems, from quaint bookstores to picturesque parks. As the sun climbed higher in the sky, they found themselves at a bustling market square. Sophie suggested they try some street food, which Julie happily agreed to. They sampled different delicacies, sharing everything and enjoying each other's company. Afterward, they made their way to an art museum. As they walked through the galleries, admiring the stunning artwork, Sophie pointed out her favourite pieces, and Julie found himself fascinated by her insights and observations. It felt like she was uncovering hidden meanings behind every brushstroke, and he couldn't help but be swept up in her passion for art. As the day turned to evening, they decided it was time for some relaxation. They found a quiet spot near a river where they could watch the sunset together. They shared a bottle of wine as the sky transformed into hues of pink, purple, and gold. It felt like all the world's worries had melted away in that peaceful moment. Sophie leaned her head on Julia's shoulder, and he slipped an arm around her waist, feeling their hearts beat in unison. They watched the last light of day vanish behind the horizon and listened to the soothing sounds of water flowing by. Julie knew this was a moment he would remember for the rest of his life. He turned towards Sophie and asked, "Do you believe in love at first sight?" To which she responded with a smile and said, "I think I do now." As the night descended upon them, they decided to end their day on a high note, dancing under the starlit sky. They found a lively dance floor where they swayed and twirled until the early hours of the morning. Julie felt as though he had known Sophie all his life. He was grateful for this unexpected adventure together, which brought them closer than he ever thought possible. It was like they were meant to cross paths that day and discover a connection that would last beyond the tournament's end. As Julie and Sophie enjoyed their romantic afternoon, Carl and Darren decided to make the most of their day off by exploring the city. They had heard about an interesting museum nearby and decided to check it out. Carl and Darren strolled through the town, discussing what they had seen during the tournament so far while taking in the sights and sounds around them. The day was warm, but not too hot as they made their way towards the museum. Upon arriving at the museum, Carl and Darren were fascinated by some of the exhibits, especially one that showcased historical artifacts from the region. They spent hours wandering through rooms filled with intriguing relics, learning new facts about local history. After leaving the museum, they stumbled upon a bustling market square where vendors sold all sorts of items, from handmade trinkets to fresh produce. Intrigued by the energy of the place, Carl and Darren decided to browse the stalls for a while. While exploring the market, they happened upon an impromptu street performance by a group of musicians. They paused to listen, tapping their feet and clapping along with the enthusiastic crowd gathered around them. Later on, as they passed through a park in the heart of town, they came across a group of locals playing a game of frisbee. Carl and Darren couldn't resist joining in, even though neither of them had played before. After a few bumbles, they managed to get the hang of it, throwing the frisbee back and forth, laughing at their own clumsiness. As the sun began to set, casting golden rays across the sky, they found themselves at a charming cafe that overlooked a peaceful river. They decided to sit down for some well-deserved rest and relaxation, sipping coffee as they watched the world go by around them. As the evening air grew cooler, Carl and Darren decided it was time to head back to their accommodations. With contented sighs, they reflected on how much fun they had despite the lack of football that day. Little did they know that Julie and Sophie would soon return from their own adventure with an equally great story to share. After an exciting day filled with exploration and bonding, the group met up again back at their hotel. They decided to unwind by enjoying a few drinks and sharing stories from their respective lives. Carl poured himself a glass of his favourite Scotch whisky while Darren opted for something lighter, refreshing beer. Julie and Sophie joined them, each holding a craft cocktail that they had meticulously crafted. Well, as the group settled down in comfortable armchairs around a cosy fire, they began to regale one another with tales of their most memorable adventures. They laughed at shared experiences, learned new things about each other, and forged even stronger bonds than before. After a while, Julie suggested that they try something different, perhaps a round of karaoke. He had heard a local bar near the hotel offered an enjoyable karaoke experience. The others agreed, eager to let loose and have some fun. Well, they arrived at the bar and found a cozy corner where they could sit together. One by one, they stepped up to the microphone, belting out tunes with gusto. Carl performed an impassioned rendition of a classic rock ballad, while Darren surprised everyone with his surprisingly good Elvis Presley impression. Sophie sang a heartfelt song from her favourite musical, and Julie chose a pop hit that got the whole crowd clapping along. As their voices echoed through the bar, they all felt something special happening not just between themselves but also within the room full of strangers. People stopped chatting among themselves to listen and enjoy. It was like music had brought everyone together in one joyful harmony. After their turn at karaoke, they chatted with other patrons who approached them, sharing stories and experiences. It felt like a small but significant moment of connection that would stay with them long after the tournament ended. Well, as the night came to an end and it was time to call it quits, they left the bar feeling contented and grateful for this unexpected bonding experience. They knew that no matter what happened in the tournament, their memories of this day and those that followed would be something they do remember fondly for years to come. The next week brought about more football matches for Carl and Dan. This time, it was England taking on Denmark, followed by a match against Slovenia. Julie and Sophie joined them to support their team. They arrived at the stadium just in time for the first game, only to find out that it had ended in a frustrating 1-1 draw. While they were disappointed with the result, they were still proud of England's effort. The trio enjoyed the post-match celebrations, though, cheering on their fellow fans as they chanted and sang. A few days later, they found themselves at another stadium for the game against Slovenia. This time, it was a 10-0 draw that left them feeling restless, but ultimately relieved to have secured another point towards the last 16. The trio kept up their spirits by making jokes about the lack of goals and keeping each other entertained during the long, boring match. With England's progress to the last 16 confirmed, they decided to celebrate in a decidedly unexciting way by treating themselves to a quiet dinner at a fancy restaurant. They laughed and chatted over delicious food and fine wine, enjoying their time together while reminiscing about all the memorable moments from the tournament so far. Over the course of the next few days, as other teams were eliminated in the ongoing matches, they found themselves discussing various strategies for England's upcoming games. They debated tactics and players' performances, sharing their thoughts and opinions openly with one another. Despite the more serious tone of the conversations, the trio still managed to find joy in each other's company. Whether it was through spontaneous sing-alongs or silly jokes, they made sure that even the most tedious moments were laced with humour and camaraderie. As the tournament drew nearer to its final stages, excitement began to build among them. They knew that their journey together had been more than just about football, it was about forming lasting bonds over shared experiences and passions. And so they continued on this path, supporting England every step of the way as they navigated through the last 16 and beyond. Through victories and defeats, they stood by each other's side, creating memories that would last long after the final whistle had blown. As the round of 16 began, the trio found themselves once again cheering for England against Slovakia. The match started off slow, with both teams struggling to break the deadlock. Fans grew restless as the minutes ticked by without any goals. Just when it seemed like the game was heading for a dull draw, Slovakia stepped up and scored in the 25th minute. The England supporters erupted in cries. As the clock ticked towards the end of regular time, it seemed like the game might go to extra time. But then, Bellingham once again made a difference, scoring in the 95th minute to take the match to extra time. The stadium erupted in excitement and hope. In extra time, Harry Kane scored right at the start to give England the lead they had been craving. The fans went wild, thinking that this might be the turning point for their team's performance. However, as the game progressed, it became clear that England was reverting to their old ways, a boring display of possession-based football with few chances created. Despite this, the trio stuck by their team and saw them through to the quarter-finals in a hard-fought victory over Slovakia. As they walked out of the stadium, they couldn't help but feel proud of England's performance, even if it wasn't as thrilling as they would have liked. They celebrated by going for a quiet drink at a local pub, reminiscing about Bellingham's heroics and discussing their expectations for the upcoming matches. The atmosphere was subdued yet hopeful. All three were excited to see how far England could go in this year's tournament. As the days passed and other teams were eliminated, they continued to support England through thick and thin, sharing their thoughts and opinions on what it would take to secure victory in future games. Their bond only grew stronger as the stakes got higher and the matches more intense. They had become more than just friends, but a family supporting each other through their shared love for the beautiful game. And so, with the quarterfinals ahead of them, they looked forward to the next stage of England's journey, ready to face whatever challenges lay ahead. Together, they knew that nothing was impossible and that their unwavering support for one another would carry them through even the toughest moments in this year's tournament.